This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A ship carrying aid for Gaza left Cyprus on Tuesday in a pilot project to open a sea route to help stave off famine. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The aid ship was funded mostly by the UAE and organized by US-based charity World Central Kitchen, with much of Gaza reduced to rubble. WCK said it was building a landing jetty with material from destroyed buildings. Open Arms spokesperson Laura Lanuza.
There has been a naval blockade from Israel since over 20 years ago. So for us, makes us really, really happy and proud.
Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson Majid Al-Ansari said on Tuesday negotiators seeking a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas were not close to a deal. There'd been hopes for a truce in time for Ramadan, which began this week.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. That's Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The United Nations used a new land route on Tuesday to deliver food to northern Gaza for the first time in 3 weeks as global pressure grows on Israel to allow more access. Enough food was delivered for 25,000 people on Tuesday, according to a WFP spokesperson. The U.S. State Department said on Tuesday it hopes an international security mission to help retake security in Haiti will happen as soon as possible after Kenya decided to pause its deployment of 1,000 police officers.
Right now, as you wait for the appointment of a presidential transition council, which would appoint then a new government, a new prime minister, I think that's an appropriate step for the Kenyan government to take.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller. Kenya's pause follows Prime Minister Ariel Henry's announcement that he would tender his resignation. Miller was optimistic despite the pause there would be no need for a delay. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden announced an emergency $300 million military aid shipment for Ukraine on Tuesday, as Poland's leaders visited the White House to warn of the growing threat from Russia. The White House sidestepped Republicans in Congress who have for months blocked a much larger package for Kyiv despite for Kyiv's desperate fight by using money military officials at the Pentagon had saved on recent purchases. Russia reports Ukrainian drone strikes on targets far inside its territory and a border incursion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia says Ukraine has launched a wave of long-range drones against targets deep into the country, hitting at least two oil facilities in the attack on eight regions. In the latest display of Kyiv's expanding drone capacity, Kyiv's increasingly bold attacks behind the 930-mile front line are coinciding with Russia's presidential election. Also on Tuesday, soldiers who Kyiv officials say are Russian volunteers fighting for Ukraine have reportedly crossed the border into Russia, as they have several times during the war. Russia says it's beaten back attempted incursions like this, but it wasn't possible to verify either side's claims. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Scores of people from communities living near wildlife in Botswana marched Tuesday against an anti-hunting bill presented to Britain's House of Commons. Mkwanzi Dube reports.
The Hunting Trophies Import Prohibition Bill, which calls for a second reading later this month, seeks to ban the importation of legally obtained wildlife trophies from Africa. One of the organizers of the march, Bonnie Soshamukuni, says if the measure passes, it will negatively impact livelihoods of communities living side by side with wildlife in Botswana. The African nation, for example, has the world's largest elephant population at more than 130,000, and the giant animals are often in conflict with humans. Kondisi Dube for VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.
Argentina's monthly inflation rate slowed down more than expected to come in at 13% in February, a boost for Libertarian President Javier Milei, who is pushing tough austerity to try to tame the world's fastest rising prices. The still sky-high monthly rate published on Tuesday marks a deceleration from January when prices rose 20% and December when they were up 25%. The 12-month rate through February, however, rose 276%, cementing Argentina's position as having the world's worst inflation, which is hammering people's spending power and driving up poverty. I'm Joe Ramsey.